Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear today, with daytime highs approaching 75. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows level off around 49, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies tomorrow, thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 75. Thunderstorms likely Thursday, slight chance of rain showers on Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 50.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A health alert for Garden City. Measles exposure has been confirmed at a local hotel. JP Bizet has more.
Health officials are warning guests who stayed at the Clarion Inn about possible measles exposure. A hotel employee tested positive last week and the case has been contained. Still, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says visitors during certain dates should watch for symptoms like fever and rash for 21 days. Finney County is among 8 counties with confirmed cases, as Kansas reports 37 total infection statewide.
Thanks, JP. Students in the Shawnee Mission School District are mourning the loss of two classmates killed in a head-on crash in Overland Park. Saturday night, 17-year-old Jose Castaneda and 18-year-old Itzel Guerra were heading home from the prom. Both teens died in the accident on Metcalf Avenue between West 58th and Johnson Drive. State troopers said their vehicle crossed the center median into oncoming traffic. Two others were injured in the crash. The investigation is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 26th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt released data on the amount paid by insurance companies for Kansas storm damage claims in 2024. Commissioner Schmidt said the Kansas Department of Insurance calls on insurance companies for yearly data to better understand the impact of storm events across the state, and the department uses the data as a tool to monitor trends in the marketplace. In 2024, reported storm claims totaled 56,778, and the amount paid out in those claims by insurance companies was $612,069,643.50. Johnson County saw the highest amount, while Greeley County saw the lowest, and a county-by-county breakdown of the data can be found on the department's website, insurance.ks.gov. The department collected data from companies writing property and casualty insurance in Kansas, and this data includes the number of total claims as well as the amount paid for those claims across several types of storm losses, including hail, wind, water damage, and other weather-related claim losses for homeowners and automobile policy. Schmidt said these numbers serve as a reminder that catastrophic weather events do not just happen on the coasts, and she said you should check in with your insurance agent and make sure you're ready for this storm season. This storm season, if you or someone you know is having trouble with an insurance claim, please contact the Kansas Department of Insurance's Consumer Assistance Division at 785-296-3071, email kdoi.complaints@ks.gov, or you can go online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan is encouraging job seekers and employers alike to take part in the upcoming statewide virtual job fair hosted by KansasWorks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, April 23rd. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Toland said Kansas employers across the state have plentiful, good-paying opportunities for job seekers with any level of work experience. And the number of companies expanding in Kansas or relocating here brings new career options for all Kansans to take advantage of, including recent graduates of our outstanding higher education system. The virtual job fair allows for anyone searching for a position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. The job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting the nearest Workforce Center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation, and for more information or to register, you can visit kansasworks.com. Governor Kelly has officially proclaimed April 21st to 25th as National Work Zone Awareness Week in Kansas, and the proclamation reminds motorists to slow down, stay alert, minimize distractions, and be patient in roadway work zones because it can mean the difference between life and death. People are encouraged to wear something orange all week, but especially on Go Orange Day in Kansas, tomorrow, Wednesday, April 23rd, to show support and appreciation for highway workers and their efforts. Past stories written by highway workers, close calls, or getting hit in work zones are being featured, and a story by Shirley McDonald, who lost her son in a work zone crash, will also be included. The series began Friday, April 18th, and continues each day this week. Numerous Kansas Department of Transportation buildings and other locations across the state are lit in orange during National Work Zone Awareness, and messages signs across the state will also promote work zone safety. The Go Orange effort is part of National Work Zone Awareness Week, a national safety campaign that the Kansas Department of Transportation and numerous partner organizations participate in every year. The campaign highlights the dangers faced by highway workers and motorists in work zones and encourages motorists to use safer driving behaviors. For more information, you can visit kansastransportation.blogspot.com. In Nebraska news, a man was arrested after police say he stole several items from unlocked vehicles in Kearney, and the Kearney Police Department arrested the man following a short foot chase near 15th Street and Central Avenue. According to police, the man had several items believed to be stolen from vehicles in the area, and at around the same time, officers responded to gunshots near 11th Street and B Avenue. Evidence at the scene indicates several rounds were fired and may be related to the thefts. Authorities are asking anyone who lives in that area to check their cars and report any thefts to the Kearney Police Department, and anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call the Kearney Police Department or the Kearney Buffalo County Crime Stoppers at 308-237-3424. The Beatrice Police Department is seeking help in the search for a man involved in a series of frauds on Friday. And in a post on social media, police shared a photo of the man who used counterfeit $100 bills at least five local businesses. The man was last seen driving a white Nissan Altima, which might have Minnesota license plates, and investigators think the man also had dreadlocks tied up above his head. Anyone with information is asked to call police. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head track coach Chris Delamont to update on the track team and their upcoming meets.
I'm here with head track coach Chris Delamont. Chris, you get your season started off last week, and it was a good time because Norton hosted the tournament and or the track meet, and now 16 PRs in that track meet. But why don't you tell us a little bit more about how that went?
Yeah, we had a beautiful day for a track meet. we had the junior high going in the morning, and a lot of our athletes were working that meet, and they did an excellent job. And then they rolled right into their own track meet, and we had a lot of, you know, for that being the first meet of the year, what we do is we say personal records are going to come from previous marks and times that they had set in their high school career. So all those freshmen, they were setting baseline, and it was an unlimited meet for us. So we ran a lot of relays. We ran a lot of freshmen could load up, you know, and do four events. So all in all, it was an excellent day. We got a lot of times. We could evaluate kind of where we were at with certain spots and different relays. And I just think, you know, our senior leadership really kind of shines in those moments, because we see how just a team competes. You know, you're starting to figure out, some of those freshmen are figuring out how to compete in a high school track meet and what it takes. And, you know, they know how to warm themselves up and get to their events on time. And so that's really important, to just get that first one under your belt.
Of course, you did mention the seniors, and that was a senior night. And, you know, you've only been the head coach a couple of years, but what does that squad mean to you?
Well, we got nine seniors, and they're just a crew that is hardworking, you know, and they're always willing to take charge of things. And it's just a neat group, and I'm blessed to have them. You know, I think about just all the things that they do for us. And, you know, I do want to mention Brexton Eisernhagen. He's our one senior that's he kind of is our multimedia manager. He does a lot with if you look at Facebook at all, at our page, he does all the drone video. He flies that drone around at practice, and he puts together the Facebook videos, the shorts, and all those things. And it's just basically a digital yearbook of what we have going on. And I'm just thankful for him, because he does a ton of work behind the scenes and rarely puts himself in front of the camera. So he's just a selfless guy. We're going to miss him a ton. And then, you know, our eight seniors on the track and field, you know, you couldn't ask for better. They're just again, this is kind of their way of closing out their high school careers, and I always love that about track. And so they got big aspirations for May down at the state track meet, and we're really looking forward to that.
Of course, the team finished second for the boys and the girls third, so you got to be happy with the placings there.
Yeah, there were some big schools and great competition there. The boys were just behind Goodland. Of course, we know there's some big names out at Goodland that were on the track, and we were right there hanging with them. On the girls' side, Ness City and Colby were in front of us, and Ness City, they're a tough 1A school. They're going to be probably on the podium in May. So, and Colby, of course, they're a strong track program as well. So we feel like we scored some points in a lot of different ways, and it was a good start for us.
The next competition that you had, you went over to Smith Center, the Redmond Relays, and that's always a tough relay to put on the books. And fourth place finish for the girls, second for the boys. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the PRs and some of the placings?
Yeah, we had 12 individual PRs and good ones out of seniors. And so we saw some of those marks go up. It's a bigger meet. It's they call it the relays because they have opportunities for freshmen 4x1 and 4x4s, and then also they have a throwers relay and a girls and boys division there. And so we were really pleased with the freshmen, the way they performed in those relays. We had both of our girls and boys 4x1s took second, and then the 4x4s both took first. On the weight relay side, our boys' weight relay took second, and our girls were first. Coach Hawks kind of keeps an unofficial record book of all of the thrower relays that he's had over his years of being here, and it was our girls team was this year actually set his all-time record with a 58.02 in the 4x1, and the boys were right behind that. And so it was just a great performance day, and that's a short turnaround for our kids. They went from our track meet on Friday to you know, prom over the weekend, and you know, came back on Monday and kind of had a polished practice, and then turned around and had a track meet. And so I just want to commend our athletes, our coaches, for just the way that we handle kind of that stress load on the kids. And we're just trying to make sure that they're hydrated, and you know, that they're in a right place to be able to compete. And they're really handling these next couple weeks, where we got two meets both this week and next week, and we're just pleased with the way that they're handling competition. They're coming in with a good attitude.
Coach, also one thing is that you mentioned you have some couple competitions coming up. Hill City, is your next competition. Always a fun place to go. Good performances by the Blue Jays there. Why don't we briefly talk about Hill City?
Yeah, we go to Hill City today. It's a 1 o'clock meet. They moved that up from last year. And so the field events will start at 1, and the prelims, they'll have prelims in the 100, 200, and the high hurdles. And that'll start at about 3 o'clock, and then they'll take a lunch break and then start the 4x4s. So it's a big meet. There's 22 teams there, lots of competition. You know, some schools that we haven't necessarily seen yet. At Quinter will be there. They always have a strong team. And, you know, Hoxie and some of those other schools in the league that we're looking forward to it just because Hill City's got a great facility. They're going to be hosting a regional again. You know, that's just what we want now. We just want to make sure that our kids are kind of in a good place to compete. And then we give them a little bit of time off. We'll have Good Friday through Easter weekend, and we'll come back next week and kind of get ourselves ready for the other two meet week because we'll have a meet at Plainville the following Tuesday, and then again on Friday at Phillipsburg.
Let's talk about those two meets, Plainville on Tuesday. Will you be seeing a lot of the same teams that you have been, or will there also be some newer schools there?
Yeah, that's a lot of the similar schools. I'll actually get to run in my old school at La Crosse. They'll be up there for that one as well. So that one's very competitive. There's, you know, obviously a lot of good throws in that event down there at that track meet. And so hopefully that's not a windy day. Last year we had the pole vault canceled down at Plainville, so hopefully this year we can get that one in. In Phillipsburg on that Friday the 25th, that is that one's an unlimited meet. So it's a good opportunity for a lot of kids that right now we're sitting in meets that are top three can only compete. And so that one will be good for a lot of our freshmen or those students that aren't top three in their event, and we can get them in for that meet at Phillipsburg.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best luck when you travel to Hill City, and then next week at Plainville and Phillipsburg. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Miller.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Delamont, and good luck to the Blue Jay track team in their upcoming meets. A gathering for Robert Bob E. Lee, Jr., 93 of Norton, will be held at Tammy's home from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, April 24th. Memorial services will be held at 1 p.m. on Friday, April 25th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and a reception will follow the service at Tammy's home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Robert E. Lee, Jr. Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken fry, whipped potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, and fruit cocktail. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, for your lunch today, you'll have chicken nuggets or chef salad, whipped potatoes with gravy, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, for your lunch today, you'll be having Texas straw hats, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 76 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 a.m., with increasing clouds and a low around 49, with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming northeast after midnight. On Wednesday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., and then showers are likely between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. It should be partly sunny with a high near 75 and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 60% on Wednesday. On Wednesday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 51, and the chance of precipitation Wednesday night is 80%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 7 a.m., and then showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., and showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m., with a high near 68 and a chance of precipitation Thursday of 80%. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 64. On Saturday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 67. On Sunday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with a high near 80. And on Monday, a 30% chance of showers. Should be sunny with a high near 81. Currently, with fair skies, it is 46 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is northeast at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.96. The dew point is 39 degrees. And our current wind chill is 41 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:24. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas alum Sharon Lokedi won the 2025 Boston Marathon with a record-breaking time of 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 22 seconds on Monday morning, securing her second World Marathon major victory. Lokedi was part of the lead pack for much of the Boston Marathon before pulling away from Helen Abreu over the final 2 miles. She crossed the finish line at 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 22 seconds, shattering the course record of 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 59 seconds, set by Bazana Deba in 2014. Monday's Boston Marathon victory was her second World Marathon major win after winning the 2022 TCS New York City Marathon in 2 hours, 23 minutes, 23 seconds. It was her fifth World major appearance after finishing runner-up in the 2024 Boston Marathon with a time of 2 hours, 22 minutes, 45 seconds, and third at the 2023 TCS New York City Marathon with a time of 2 hours, 27 minutes, 33 seconds. She also finished fourth at the 2024 Paris Olympic Games in the marathon at 2 hours, 23 minutes, 14 seconds. The Kenyan native competed for the Jacks from 2015 to 2019 in cross-country and track. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
The 29th annual Country Stampede Party in the Heartland is the summer's biggest concert and camping event. Kansas Ag Network has your hookup for this 3-day music and fun experience. June 26th through the 28th at the Azura Amphitheater in Bonner Springs, Kansas. Don't miss Luke Bryan.
Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Miranda Lambert.
She's in it all.
Swindell.
It's Carolina, tells California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand.
Also featuring Ashley McBride, Dylan Scott, Shenandoah, Drew Baldridge, Ray Lynn, Larry Fleet, and many more. Go to CountryStampede.com for all the details. Party in the Heartland with the Kansas Ag Network and the 29th Annual Country Stampede.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.